Okay, so we have one similar just down the road. And this is, again, the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to relocate sand, plant native vegetation, and reshape the landward slope of the jurisdictional coastal primary sand dune adjacent to the home located at 2624 East Ocean View in Norfolk. This project requires a VMRC dune permit. Again, we are along the Chesapeake Bay in the Ocean View community. You will see that this property looks considerably different. One, this property has quite a bit of areas where neighbors and the homeowner have made quite a few different beach accesses. As a result, they're losing vegetation along the top of their dune. That loss of vegetation does not stabilize the sand, so the sand has moved, and the sand is now moving around the side of the house here. And again, our only little portion that we actually have jurisdiction over is the area of the dune on private property. And in this case, the primary dune has actually migrated to the side of the house. So what the city and the applicant would like to do is they'd like to push and regrade the sand that is built up on the side of the home here. They would like to fill in the sections of the non-vegetated walkways, revegetate them, and also build one walkway throughout the dune that will prevent, hopefully, this from happening again. And you can see on the cross sections, they plan to move this sand buildup on the side, and they will be making the crest of the dune just a little bit wider with the sand placement there. So for some pictures here, so this is looking up the dune at the sand buildup here on the side of the house. Again, looking down, and this little storage, I'll show you a closer picture, but this storage area has started to fill in, and the homeowner has to dig out the sand out of the side of their home. And you can see here he's placed a board on the side so he can try and prevent that sand from blowing in, but he also has some maintenance issues associated with the sand. And again, it's not vegetated, so there's nothing to really slow that sand down, so it's going to go to the easiest place that the wind is going to take it. Here are some of the walkways that you see throughout the dune. And again, those will be filled in, and native vegetation will be planted. So it's very similarly, the project will result in temporary impacts, although probably less because the construction access is now going to be from the landward side of the dune for this project. The project will provide relief to the homeowner that is experiencing increased encroachment of sand around his home. The project will result in increased vegetation along this portion of the dune system and the beneficial reshaping of portions of the landward edge of the dune. Staff has the same conditions that we recommend. Plant mortality will be addressed by replacing plants during the next available growing season. Dune planting will achieve an 85% coverage within 2 years to be considered successful. Timber mats will be laid within the construction access areas to reduce impacts associated with the equipment. And any construction access area will be regraded to pre-existing elevations and replanted with native vegetation. So after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2 of the Code of Virginia and the VMRC's Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beach Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project with the conditions on the screen.
Which were the same conditions in the last application, for the record?
Yes, sir.
Are there questions from the commission? Thank you. Appreciate it, Rachel. Would the city like to weigh in on this?
Yes, sir. I think it's essentially the same.
Okay. Let the record reflect the city will carry over its comments from the prior application. Is there anybody in the audience elsewise who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. And I will just note the observation that vegetation on the tops of dunes is very important, and this is what we see when it's not there. Discussion from the commission. Mr. Minor.
Move that we approve staff recommendations with the following special conditions.
It's a motion by Mr. Minor to approve the staff recommendation and the conditions delineated. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously, and the project is approved.